This piece was brought to you by Whole Foods Market, wholefoodsmarket.com. HeritageRadioNetwork.org.
Pleasure.
Across America's diverse kitchens and cuisines, peanut butter is perhaps the closest thing to a universal staple. Highly adaptable and widely enjoyed, almost everyone can recall a peanut butter-flavoured childhood memory. And the spread's high protein content and shelf stability have also made it a comforting standby during wartime and emergency situations. Each week, culinary historian Linda Palacio takes listeners on a journey through the history of food on A Taste of the Past. Tune in as Linda interviews culinary authors and scholars to discuss food culture from ancient Mesopotamia to the deli counters of today. In episode 118, Linda speaks with John Crampner, author of Creamy and Crunchy, an informal history of peanut butter. John reveals the spread's South American origins.
Peanuts are native to the eastern foothills of the Bolivian Andes, the cultivated peanut. And so they've been found in archaeological sites going back almost 4,000 years in that area. The Incas were really the first people to grind peanut into a paste-like substance. And as a matter of fact, some archaeologists at some excavations have said there are so many peanut shells scattered around that these old Inca sites look like poorly swept baseball stadiums. The Spanish and Portuguese explorers took peanuts around the world, and as part of that, on their voyages back to Europe, they stopped off in Africa and dropped some off there. And the areas of Africa where they dropped them off, which roughly correspond to the old French West Africa, also happened to be the primary slave trading areas. And really, that's how peanuts got to the United States, in the hold of slave ships.
Surprisingly for some, John does not credit George Washington Carver as the inventor of modern-day peanut butter. In fact, the spread's exact history still remains something of an unsolved mystery.
There's still a controversy to this day about who deserves the credit for inventing peanut butter. Some people say it's John Harvey Kellogg of the cereal dynasty. He took out a patent on a peanut butter-like substance in 1895, but I read that patent, and it calls for boiling peanuts. And I don't know if you've ever had boiled peanuts. It's really nothing like the feel or the flavor of roasted peanuts, which is the flavor of peanut butter. The other person who's given credit is a St. Louis snack food manufacturer named George Bale, who claims to have started selling peanut butter in 1894, a year before the patent. I still haven't quite sorted it out myself, so the controversy is ongoing.
The industrialization of America's food production has impacted heavily on peanut butter. John outlines some of the major changes that have occurred in its manufacture over the last half century.
Peanut butter is mostly stabilized today. Back in the 1890s, it was all natural or old-fashioned, of course. And I would say about 90% of the peanut butter market today is stabilized, and about 10% is natural, either hydrogenated or using palm oil to prevent the oil separation in the peanut butter. Originally, there was no crunchy peanut butter. That was first test marketed by Skippy in Salt Lake City in 1935, but for the first 40 years or so of peanut butter, there was no crunchy. There was, however, another texture which for the most part no longer exists, which was coarse or grainy, where, as the name implies, it didn't have chunks in it, it wasn't smooth, it was kind of a granular texture. And I think the reason that was done is with the coarser grainy, you didn't have the extensive degree of oil separation that you would have with creamy peanut butter back then. Finally, because peanut butter is stabilized or hydrogenated now, most of it, it can be distributed nationally and internationally. Originally, peanut butter was just made locally or regionally, and as a matter of fact, now we just have a handful of peanut butter plants in the country, but back in the early 20th century, almost any city of size had its own peanut butter factory.
So voracious is the American appetite for peanut butter that distinct preferences exist across the country's various regions.
In the South, they tend to like peanut butter very sweet. In the Midwest, which on a per capita basis is where peanut butter is the most popular in the U.S., they tend to like it a bit more on the salty or savory side. In New England, they like it sweet, but not as sweet as in the South. And out here on the West Coast, where I am, is really kind of the central or natural or old-fashioned peanut butter.
To hear more about peanut butter's idiosyncratic history, tune in to episode 118 of A Taste of the Past. To listen live, tune into A Taste of the Past on Thursdays from 12 to 12:30 Eastern Time. I'm Elizabeth Kulas, reporting for heritageradionetwork.org.
Heritage Radio Network is a member-supported nonprofit organization broadcasting over 30 live shows a week. To learn more and donate, visit our website or connect with us on iTunes, Stitcher, Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr, and Instagram for more. Thanks for listening.